The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
And we say good afternoon if you're in the East, good morning if you're out in the West, and wherever you are in the world, we say welcome to another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on the great voiceamericasports.com. In fact, it's the second Monday of the month, and that means it's time to welcome in the great folks from the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs. Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms are going to be on our show today. They have a special guest with them. So without any further ado, let's say good afternoon, good morning, good evening to Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms. Ladies, how you doing?
Hi, Gil. Hey, everyone. We're doing great. Thanks again for having us on today. We appreciate it.
Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun, and it just seems like we just got through the month of July, and here we are in the month of August, and here in the great state of Georgia, that means schools are opening up. And the question is, what does ASP have going on now that schools are open up, and I'm sure you look forward to another calendar and academic year?
We are looking forward, and you're right, schools are starting up or have already started. A lot of schools started today, actually.
Right.
And we've been working with our school district membership on preparing for our fall season, which actually begins this month, of wheelchair handball, which is a sport for students with physical disabilities to give them the opportunity to have an opportunity to compete equitably in athletics in their school districts, and that's what we've been working on.
And I want to ask you this, what goes through the preparation of preparing for another year? I know you guys, you went up to Washington, you met with legislators and governmental officials up there and other people, mm-hmm. Who support what you guys are doing. But take us through the planning of what and how that basically looks like as you guys move forward for another academic year.
Well, the schools who are members of us, actually, we work with them throughout the summer to reinstate their membership annually. And so we have documents and forms that schools submit to us agreeing to membership. And then for that membership, we agree to provide services, and basically in gearing up for the upcoming season, what we are doing is communicating with all the school districts to determine who is going to be offering the programs and then who within the school districts are going to serve as adapted sports coaches and coordinators. From there, we conduct training for coaches, coordinators, and officials. In fact, we'll have one of our principal trainers joining us.
Right.
A bit later in the show to tell more about that side of it. So really, it's gearing every. Yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, I was going to say the very cool thing about it is it looks exactly like it might look if you were gearing up for any athletic season.
Right.
The coaches are getting ready. They're talking to teachers. They're recruiting athletes. The athletes are getting excited. Everybody's ready for the new uniform. They want to know when the schedule's coming out. Who are we playing? Who's going to the state championship? And everybody is already bringing game and saying, well, of course, it'll be up.
The trash talking already starts. It starts in August in the heat.
Trash starts, yeah. Well, we're just trying to determine, which teams will be in the junior varsity division and which teams will be in the varsity. And then we have, the wonderful thing about districts being members, they have a voice into, if there are concerns or issues with policy or rules that might have taken place in the previous school year. So those get those are brought forth to our attention, and then we review those. We have a sports technical committee that any issues may come forth. I mean, for example, you know, in wheelchair handball, we have students participating in manual wheelchairs and power chairs all on the same team. And, of course, some children may use assistive devices or ambulate, but all get into a wheelchair to compete the level of playing field. And so, you know, we have coaches contacting us that they have concerns that some teams or, you know, some of their power chair kids are using car batteries to juice up their power, you know. So I'm not sure about that one, but these are issues, you know, just like athletics, we have to look into and make sure it's a level playing field and equitable competition for all the teams. Or just concerns about rules to make sure that we can do a better job of, you know, with our officials where calls are made consistently. And the interesting thing about adaptive sports, we have officials from the Georgia High School Association, Pop Warner football, and then officials we've trained as well. And so, you know, making sure everybody's on the same page with the rules. Georgia High School Association has a rule for coaches to stay in their coaching box. And, you know, the GHSA officials will call that, while maybe some of the officials that haven't called under that league, you know, are unaware of that rule. So our job is to make sure everybody's on the same page with all the rules across the state. And as Tommy said, with just like high school sports, you know, all teams are playing the same sport in the same season under the same governance. And that's really what we're bringing forth, you know, to schools and communities so that, you know, kids can have a real true athletic opportunity throughout the school year and be active in their sport.
You know, Bev, you bring up a good point, but if the high school association, for example, is saying, all right, we know these kids are out here, we've just not really known how to recruit them or how to make this happen in our own school districts, you know, we do look at what they're already doing. So they get to take ownership. We look at their rules and the way that they're already doing their high school sports and other sports, and we look to go over their bylaws, go over their different rules, make the suggestions in the way that they can make this model work, and it just makes it beautiful because Florida gets to have it in ways that they've already had it. They're just making the family bigger. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happens in Georgia and elsewhere. And so it really is such a positive thing. And when you take the fear out and you take the, oh, my gosh, we're going to have to do all these things, it's like, actually, no, it can be a lot easier than you think and so rewarding. And the outcomes that you're going to see with these kids and their graduation rates and their health just makes it extraordinary. So it's just an honor to be part of this program. And I'm glad it's the first of the school year because it's always so exciting. Yeah,
9 minutes past the hour here on a Monday, the second Monday in the month of August. And, of course, every second Monday is devoted to the wonderful work that Tommy and Bev are doing with Adapted Sports Programs. And if you want to call in and talk to them on the global leader of Internet Talk Radio here at VoiceAmericaSports.com, you can talk to them at 888-346-9144. Or you can log on right now to their website, and, of course, Bev and Tommy will give that out on this program, and you can connect with them via their Facebook and Twitter pages. And, of course, you can connect with us here at Sports Talk at the Positive Pub via our website at www.positivepub.com. A lot of new content that we have up there and for you to peruse, and just go to our main page. Take a look at our hero section. We honored Deion Sanders, who just went into the Hall of Fame this past weekend on a wonderful speech at Canton, Ohio. Take a look at his outreach and what he's doing in Dallas, and also take a look at Mitzi McNeil, who's doing wonderful things here with the Atlanta Outreach Project and homelessness in and around Metro Atlanta. And, of course, they want to take that formula, and they want to get it out there worldwide. So an opportunity for you to log on to our website at www.positivepub.com in addition to connecting with Tommy and Bev here on Monday. Bev, tell us a little bit about our guest today. And, you know, when we take our first break, we're going to come back with our guest. Tell us a little bit about her and what this program will be about today.
Yeah, we'll be joined by Leslie Swetman, and Leslie, as I mentioned earlier, is one of our principal trainers who oversees our training for coaches and officials. And Leslie has a background in education and adapted physical education. In particular, she works for employed by one of the school districts here in Georgia. She's been involved with us for as long as we've been incorporated, and even before when the program originated out of DeKalb County School District. Teacher, teaching children with orthopedic impairment. So she has a wide range of knowledge and just does a fabulous job in conducting our, you know, we have mentioned getting things ready and gearing up. We conducted a rules clinic for our coaches, and already this year, next week, we're having a statewide meeting for our adaptive sports coordinators, and just, again, making sure everyone's on the same page and everyone's trained up, staffed up, ready to coach these kids. We've got kids with so many different physical disabilities on these teams, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, amputation, muscular dystrophy. And so there are many, many different coaching implications when we're working with this variety of teammates. And so Leslie does a good job of coming in and educating the coaches around, you know, how can you effectively coach all these individuals with varying disability types to have a team and be competitive. And a little bit different, you know, we don't have tryouts mainly because of that. We just have a roster limit for each team, and if that gets filled, then, you know, school district might look to create an additional team. So you may be talking one or two teams in each sport for a large metropolitan school district, maybe one team in more outlying areas of the state. But that's a lot of what Leslie does for us, and she has tremendous expertise she's just a real good addition to our team, and we're, you know, really honored that she'll be joining us today, taking a bit of a break from her pre-planning time, I think. So.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to let our fine engineer know we're going to take a break right now. It's about 14 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we're going to check in with Leslie and hear from her. On this edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, we're on with the great people of the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs, their monthly show here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. Gil Tyree, Bev Vaughn, Tommy Storms. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Tune in every Monday after the busy sports weekend to Catch the Vision Sports Radio with host Thomas Lewis. We'll look at sports from every level, from what happened years ago to what happened last week to what's coming next. Thomas Lewis will take you to places you've never been before on a sports talk show and will bring an experience you've been waiting for. Our topics will focus on realities facing a player, labor disputes, academics, recruiting, and transition. Tune in to Catch the Vision Sports Radio, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
All right, back here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on the second Monday in the month of August. Just a reminder, next week, Our show will delve into the life of the great Nick Charles. Nick, of course, a great anchor for CNN, also did boxing for Showtime. And we pay tribute to him. And we also have a conversation with the Corsos, Dan Corso, who is the executive director of the Atlanta Sports Council, and his famous dad, Lee, who does ESPN Game Day and also the former coach with Indiana University and also a graduate of Florida State University and a guy who is well-known in TV circles. So that our show next week. So you want to tune in at 1 p.m. Eastern. Here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. In the meantime, we're going to spend time with Bev and Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms of the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs. And we got a special guest. So without any further ado, Bev, introduce our guest today.
All right, thanks very much, Gil. We have joining us Leslie Swetman. Leslie is a trainer for the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs, and she conducts trainings throughout the school year for coaches and officials to get them really staffed up to work with children with physical disabilities competing in team sports. And Leslie's been with us really since we founded the organization and has a background in special education, adapted physical education as well. So, Leslie, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the show. And we just thought we'd turn it over to you a bit to tell us more about your role and some of the things, topics you cover during the coaches and officials trainings and the benefits you've seen to the kids over the years and just in general. We'll let you start with that.
Okay. Well, thank you, for starters, for enjoying me or allowing me to join you guys. I'm excited about that. And
We're excited to have you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. The trainings that we conduct are for our coaches and our referees, our game officials, additionally some administrative people that work with the teams directly attend these trainings. And, you know, we cover everything that you would expect us to cover in a sports training, the rules, the specifics of the mechanics of the sport. You know, it's a little different in wheelchair athletics because you're dealing with a piece of equipment that becomes an integral part of the sport, being the wheelchairs. You've got to learn how to properly push a chair and how to maneuver it, you know, through traffic, how to control it, while handling a ball, shooting, whether you're playing basketball or one of the other sports. So there's all those typical things that you would expect, you know, the basic rules. And because we're dealing with youth who have various and sundry different physical disabilities, we also have to take that into consideration in our training. You know, safety is a priority, and because you've got these various disabilities that you're dealing with, you need to understand the implications of coaching an athlete with a disability. Now, for example, off the top of my head, if you had a spinal cord injured student who was participating, frequently, kids with spinal cord injuries have issues with body temperature regulation. You got to be really cognizant of that. You got to watch for a flushed face or overheating. You have to be real careful with hydration. You have to be careful with their seating and strapping because typically a lot of those kids have either no or reduced sensation in their lower extremities, so you have to worry about pressure points and pressure sores can occur from sitting for prolonged periods without a weight shift or having a strap rub against your leg or, you know, whatever. And, you know, you have to go through sort of every disability group that the coaches are going to see and talk about how that disability might impact them as an athlete and what they as a coach need to know in order to keep their athletes safe and you know, functioning at the top of their game.
Leslie, I have a question for you, too, with regard to some of the safety things that we follow that you just outlined. Really, it's an opportunity, too, and I like hearing you talk about this, but to empower the kids, which, you know, a lot of them are at high school level, to look for these things and be more aware of their own body in these senses, and even their parents. So, you know, can you speak to just really how wonderful it is to see them begin to take ownership of their own health and how it really starts to affect their health because they're not going to a doctor's office or somebody telling them, they're like, wow, I am in charge of my health, this team, whether we go to state, just some of how that, you know, affects the whole team and the culture for these kids.
Sure. You know, anytime you're dealing with athletics, I think you're looking at helping young people to to be just that, to be more cognizant and aware of their own health and their own well-being, and it tends to be an exaggerated advantage, if you will, for these guys, because unfortunately, until they get to a program like this, sometimes they can be a little coddled or a little sheltered or a little, people want to do for them, that kind of thing. And we get a hold of them. This program is built for kids with disabilities, so we look at you and we're like, hey, we don't care if you have a disability. You're an athlete as far as we're concerned. We're going to teach you how to dress like an athlete, how to act like an athlete, how to take care of yourself like an athlete. You need to take charge and take ownership because, you know, this is what you're dealing with and you need to know how to handle it. I've even seen cases where when we first get a hold of a kid, they might not be able to really even explain the nature of their disability.
Wow.
And so as a person with a disability, good gracious, you have to be able to explain to people, you know, what it is going on with you and how it affects you.
Leslie, do you find that they're open to that when you tell them, listen, you know, explain, let people, you know, take us through, you know, your disability and make us understand it a lot better?
Frequently when we first get them, they are a little surprised at that. New to them, this idea that, you know, you might have to explain this to somebody. But, you know, we don't want to just build good athletes. We want to build good citizens. We want people who are going to go out and be employable and live very full, normal lives, which is completely within the grasp of the vast majority of these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do have to take that ownership and learn that about themselves. They need to be able to explain to somebody the nature of their disability and how it might affect, you know, them in their everyday life, whether it's athletics or whether it's, you know, sports or work or what have you.
Mm-hmm. And to take away the pity party aspect out of it. To make
Absolutely.
Them understand that they are, you know, they are human beings, they deserve that respect, and it starts with them when they open up their mouth as it relates to what they're dealing with.
Exactly, Gilly. This is Tommy. What I would really, too, want everybody who's listening who's a taxpayer, and I think that's everybody,
mm-hmm.
everybody who's listening is a taxpayer or a school administrator or in any way touches the lives of these kids. We're talking not only about empowerment of these kids, we're talking about improving our community because you now have a segment of the population which is, as Leslie has said, we have placated and we, all we do is talk about their disability and we turn them into can'ts, what
mm-hmm.
they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So what we get to do is we get to talk about what you can, what you will be, and what you are being. And so these kids are staying out of the hospital. You know, that we're not seeing them missing school. You're not seeing the delayed graduations that you see in other populations that aren't participating in sport. And you're seeing them empowered to go back out because we're creating little leaders, too. They're going back out and saying, hey, you know, I have spina bifida. You have spina bifida. Guess what I know about that? It's not, you know, it's not going to get any worse. We just need to take care of our bodies. You know, we're born with this, but that's okay. We get to, you know, we get to have this and still be all we can be. It's just like having, as I heard one fierce person say, blue eyes, brown eyes. It's an attribute that you have. So let's get on with it. Let's get on with it.
25 minutes past the hour here on a Monday. Our great program, as always, our monthly program with the fine people of the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs, Bev Vaughn, and the aforementioned Tommy Storms, our special guest, Leslie Sweatman, who is a trainer and physical educator with the ASP program. And you can call us here at 888-346-9144. We are global. We reach 2.6 million people on the great VoiceAmericaSports.com, and we want to hear from you, whether you're in Istanbul, whether you're in Paris, whether you're in Singapore, or you're in Dublin. We want to hear from you. You can call us again toll-free, 888-346-9144. Bev?
Yeah, just listening to Leslie and Tommy just reiterating that, some of those key points before we go to our next break, Gil, is, you know, it's true. A lot of these kids come to us, you know, they come to practice in jeans or, you know, some of the girls will come in a skirt. I mean, they really have no clue that this is an athletic program, and so we, Leslie and our trainers, have to teach the coaches that, you know, you may see some of these kids showing up completely unaware because they've never had an opportunity to be engaged in school sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember we had a student who moved here from another state. He was 17 years old. He had been in a car accident when he was 5 years old, had never played sports in his life.
Wow.
So our organization, you know, it is just so such a blessing to be involved in this work and be able to work with school districts and their community partners to provide opportunity to children. And it really transforms their lives. As Tommy said, and Leslie has hit on this point too, the kids become empowered. And they have that intrinsically now forevermore. So it's a very, you know, wonderful solution to a large problem in our nation where we have so many kids sidelined. And to be able to just bring forth these programs in a very, you know, logical way and affordable way to schools, I just think it's something that we're very fortunate to be involved with and have great people like Leslie working with us. And then, of course, having all you wonderful folks on your show, Positive Pub and Voice America, to kind of share the work with everyone. So in hopes of getting more kids involved, that's really what we'd like to see.
All right, it's now 27 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock here in the East and 28 minutes past wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in the United States. We're going to take a break. We're at the halfway point of our show. When we come back, still more with Bev, Tommy, and Leslie here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com, our monthly program with the great folks of the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs, better known as ASP. And your opportunity to hit us up here at 888-346-9144. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you ready for an old school in-your-face discussion of professional college and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football-related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard. You will hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative. From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
All right, we welcome you back to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. On this Monday, second Monday in the month of August, and of course Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms are joining us here on the program, and our special guest is Leslie Sweatman, who is a trainer and physical educator with ASP. And just a reminder, next week we pay tribute to the late Nick Charles, and also in our program, the Corso, two members of the famous Corso family, Lee and his son Dan. And we urge you to join us on a great program that will be ahead next week. And, of course, we're getting into the college football season, Lee, and Dan will look at that. And as we move forward, we're also going to talk about the National Football League and a whole lot of things that, as we get into August and then ultimately September, where everything starts for real. So make sure you're part of Sports Talk of the Positive Pub here on Voice America, one of our platforms, and also you can go to our website at www.positivepub.com. We have new content there, lots of stories. Hung out with the Atlanta Hawks head coach Larry Drew. Also a great piece on Roddy Jones, who's an academic All-American at Georgia Tech, and what he's doing in the community. Mitzi McNeil, who is trying to find innovative ways to solve the problem, a social epidemic here in our country and in the world in terms of homelessness, a model program really developed here, and a great story about a great woman. Also, we pay tribute to Deion Sanders, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame, one of seven new members, I should say, who went into the Hall of Fame this past weekend, Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and what Prime's doing with his causes in North Texas and in the Dallas Metroplex. So all those stories are on our website at www.positivepub.com. In the meantime, we enjoy our conversation here today with Bev, Tommy, and Leslie. And for that, Tommy, it's all yours.
Thanks, Gail. I just want to say again, I'm excited to have Leslie on the program, and I'll tell you why. If you can find a Leslie Sweatman in your community to work with kids with the attitude that she has and work with your coaches, it's just a done deal. And I love that. And there's a little secret. The first time I saw somebody train anybody in a wheelchair, it was Leslie Sweatman. And so that's why she's still with us and why I'm so excited that she's here to talk more about what we do. But Leslie, if you could say anything to schools and to some athletic directors who are out there who know nothing or maybe just know something and are a little bit curious about disability sport and what might be ahead of them and trying to put together something for these kids, what would it be?
I guess I would say that, you know, it's pretty well documented, the advantages and the character building qualities of an organized athletic program for any population. And if you look at this particular population of students with physical disabilities, that is magnified. It's crazy magnified, in fact. What we have found is that we can make such an impactful difference, not just in that life, the life of that particular kid, but in their family dynamics, in their school, in their whole community. In fact, we are changing societal views and expectations for this particular population of young people, and that is really critical because, unfortunately, you know, you've got to fight this particular battle on several fronts. First, you have to educate the kid, and that's something that unfortunately isn't being done in a lot of other venues. And you need to teach them what they can do. You also get to address the family dynamics. Sometimes you have parents who are a little, oh, my child has a disability, they can't do that, and we have to educate them and say, you know what? It's set up for them. They can do it. And look at all the great stuff they get if they do participate. And so once you've fought that battle on those two fronts, now you get to go talk to people in the community, the school systems and the YMCAs and the parks and recs, and go to them and say, you know, gee, you know all these great things that happen when we get your average ordinary kid involved in athletics? Same thing applies to our kids, only it's magnified, only it's a bigger difference because it's such a 180-degree turnaround from where a lot of them are starting from. And then you get that going, and you've got a gym full of kids in wheelchairs flying up and down the court and throwing balls and coaches screaming and refs blowing whistles. And it's so typically an athletic competition.
Right.
You can forget that they're in a wheelchair for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And the people sitting in the gym, when they see that, man, it's like setting that hook in that big mouth bass's mouth. You know, you pull back and you got them. They're excited and they want to know how they can be a part of it. The good news is they can be a part of it.
And that's really what you want to see because, you know, it's everybody participating, and more importantly, they're enjoying the experience.
Absolutely, and it really is eye-opening, I think, sometimes to folks. They're like, wow, I didn't know that this kid could do that. Well, sure, they can, and all they really need is an opportunity.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that we are still lacking in that in a lot of places, you know, around the country, around the world, I'm sure.
How do we change that mindset, Leslie?
You know, you got to get this program in front of folks. You do. Programs like this where we can get in a public forum and discuss it. For example, our championship basketball game gets played with our Georgia High School Athletic Association, and it gets televised on GPB. That gets sort of us out in front of people. People need to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that people are, they want to help. They're interested. They think it's great. They think it looks fun and it's exciting, and it is all those things, honestly. It's a pretty easy sell, but you just got to get it out in front of people first.
Exactly. And if you can, and when people get to the I want to help and then take action, make a phone call to help the school. Make a phone call to step up to say, hey, I'd like to be an official. I've been officiating for my little league team. I'd like for you to train me to officiate for you guys. So that desire plus the action, and as you say, you've got that amazing thing that Leslie just described so well.
You know, what's fun is as you begin to educate people, it's just really fun to see their reaction. You know, I get officials, we'll get people referred to us who want to be a game official. Great, come to our training. We come to the training, we get to talk, and we start. And, of course, we cover all the stuff you would expect about how to make a call, what your positioning is, how to report a call to the table, you know, rules, all that. But then we also start talking just about the kids. And I tell my officials as I'm training them, I said, do not be duped. These kids will take whatever you give them. They're just normal, everyday teenagers. And if you give it to them, they're going to take it. Meaning, don't oh, poor them. Don't go there because they don't see themselves that way. We've been educating them to not look at themselves from that point of view, and they do. And so you can't do it either. I say, you know, if you let them cheat, they'll cheat. They're not crazy. They're like every other teenager in the world. They're going to take whatever you give them.
Did that go out on the radio? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, what she means is if they can get away with something, they might do a hold and see an official isn't going to call it because they may take a certain sympathy to them because they're in a wheelchair. And what Leslie's saying is don't go there. Make those calls because if you don't make them, it will get worse. I mean,
exactly. This is a perfect example. We've got kids in some sports who play in a manual wheelchair, meaning they push it with their arms, and some who play in a power wheelchair, meaning an electric wheelchair.
Right.
I have had kids in manual chairs ride by the kid in the power chair and turn their chair off on the way by to stop them.
Wow.
Flip the switch.
Clearly that is cheating. But guess what? They're going to do it because they're kids. They're going to see what they can get away with. And, you know, as an official, you have to think of them as just any other athlete out there on the floor. You can't view them through this narrow field of vision of this is a kid with a disability. It's not. It's an athlete. You need to look at them that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a special call for that, Gil. You know, you have, like, charging or, you know, a personal foul. But we call that, you know, unplugging.
Yeah.
Yeah, another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub here on Monday, on this second Monday in the month of August. Our guests, Bev Vaughn, of course, and Tommy Storms, who always are on this program on adapted sports programs. And we have a monthly program here on Voice America. And we want to thank Ray Ellis and all the fine folks who are at Voice America for giving us this platform every second Monday in the month, and our special guest, Leslie Sweatman, and we have a few final minutes with Leslie, and I want you guys to kind of basically do a reset on essentially what we've been talking about the past hour.
Well, we've been talking, this is Bev, we've been going over, you know, gearing up our athletic program for children with physical disabilities playing sports through their school district's adapted sports programs. And we've been joined by Leslie Sweatman, and we'll have a couple more minutes for Leslie to also weigh in here on some final thoughts. But just the importance that we have trained coaches and officials to work with these children, and that the impact and the benefit of sport, the availability and the opportunity, and really how transforms not only the child's life but their families and the entire community. So it's really a win-win, an extremely positive program for everyone involved. And, you know, Leslie, I know we're getting ready for wheelchair handball season, and we've already held a rules clinic and a sports tech committee meeting, and coaches' trainings are coming up. You want to share any additional thoughts on our coaches and, you know, what you see? You also officiate for us, so what you see out there on the court throughout the season, and kind of what you might be looking forward to as we gear up here for another school year.
Yeah, well, you know, the last part of that, what I'm looking forward to, is always a really easy answer, and that is I'm looking forward to watching the kids compete. They have the hearts of true competitors. They go out there, they give everything they have, they try their best, they work themselves, you know, to pieces, trying to do what their coaches are asking them to do, trying to be a part of a team and meet a goal as a group. Our goal is to win, and so we have to do A, B, C, and D. I love watching them evolve. A prime example of how transformative this program is would be an example of a student athlete from one of our teams who only recently became disabled and is a spinal cord injured young man who came out of his rehab and whatnot from learning to cope, from going from being an average, everyday, typical, able-bodied kid to a kid in a wheelchair, and this kid had dipped into some very deep depression, which, you know, not surprisingly. And when we got a hold of him and the school system found him and said, oh, wow, look at this kid, I think he'd be a great athlete, we pulled him in a little bit against his will at first, saying, hey, you need to come and check this out. This is going to be a good thing. To watch that kid go from depressed and despondent, team captain, excited about his life and what he's got in front of him now, because now he's thinking beyond right now. He's thinking beyond high school. He's thinking to college and beyond that even. That is what this program is about. That's what it means to our society. We've got to, you know, keep these kids involved and show them what they're capable of.
Well, and, you know, keeping them engaged is so very important. And I think that's been a constant theme because, you know, on this program, Leslie, Bev and Tommy have alluded to this many times, is, you know, keeping them active, you know, that goes a long way in self-esteem, but more importantly, in dealing with the, you know, what we're dealing with, obesity and just physical activity, the importance of staying active.
And it's even more important for these groups because they are vulnerable to these secondary medical conditions that come as a byproduct of a sedentary lifestyle. And as you say, if we can get them involved and make them aware of their own body and how they need to take care of themselves and how to be active, and, you know, the benefits of being active are, gosh, you can't even name them all. There's so many of them, and it's as true for them as it is for you and I.
Before we let you go, Leslie, how can people connect with you?
Well, through the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs. They have a fabulous website, and you can go through there and contact them, and they know how to get to me. So that, I guess, would be the best way to go about reaching me. If somebody has any questions or anything for me or something they'd be interested in asking me about, just go through ASK.
And I'm sure they can also run them through Bev and Tommy as well. And we'll give that website and also, more importantly, the contacts, social networking contacts for Bev, Tommy, and Leslie when we finish up here on our program. But we're going to let Leslie go. But when we come back, Bev, Tommy, and I put a wraps on this program for this month of August here on VoiceAmericaSports.com, Sports Talk of the Positive Pub. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and, of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
And, you know, I promise, I've been saying this on every program that we're going to read some of those emails, and we always get to the point where we don't get them, we don't read them. So I'm going to be a man of my word. I promise, in our September show, we're going to make sure that we read those emails that are sent to Tommy and Bev, because I know we have had a lot of them. I know they've accumulated over the past few shows and the past months that we do it, because we do a monthly program here on Voice America. And again, I can't thank Jeff Bernard and his outstanding crew, Ray Ellis, for giving us the opportunity to talk about the great things that the American Association of Adapted Sports Programs are doing, not only in Georgia, but also in Florida and Kentucky, and just where they're moving. New Jersey, you know, they're moving in a global fast track to let people know exactly the exciting work that they're doing. And again, I can't thank Leslie Sweatman enough for spending a period of time with us today on this program. Just a reminder, next week Dan and Lee Corso will be on the program, and also we pay tribute to a dear, dear, dear friend of mine who passed away. In fact, they're going to have a memorial service for Nick in Atlanta on Thursday. Nick died of bladder cancer, stage 4. Wonderful storyteller on CNN. If you remember back in the 80s, he and Fred Hickman were one of the best duos in sports, along with Jim Huber, some of the great writers and some of the great storytellers. But we pay tribute to Nick in our first half hour next Monday, and then the second half hour we'll be joined by Lee and Dan Corso, talk some college football, also talk about a wonderful father and son relationship that it plays out in front of our eyes day in and day out. So that's next week on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub here on Voice America. Also, a reminder to go to our website at www.positivepub.com. Great story content. I can't thank Lisa Weiss enough for her work and what she's done, and the staff, and what we're doing in terms of being able to get great stories out there that you guys can really get a hold of and you can embrace. And these are wonderful people. These are true angels, just like Tommy and Bev are, true angels who do it for the right reasons, for their creator, but more importantly, making a difference, a positive difference in our world, because that is mandatory. That is non-negotiable on this program. We believe in that. That's our mission statement, and it starts with you. And it starts with all of us here at Sports Talk of the Positive Pub. So without any further ado, I want to put a wrap, put a bow on this show today. Ladies, again, I want to thank you, Tommy and Bev. And, you know, you guys are on the road. You guys have got a lot of outstanding things going. Suppose you can tell us exactly what you've been doing.
Well, thanks, Gil. I, as you mentioned, and we want to, Tommy and I, and on behalf of everyone associated with AS, certainly want to thank you and the opportunity to be on the Positive Pub, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, and to thank Ray Ellis and Voice America to give us this opportunity to talk about these programs for students with physical disabilities in our schools. it's just, like I said, it's so positive and very important, and we're so grateful.
Well, it's neat. It's needed, and again, you know, you guys are conduits for positive change. You guys are vessels that are.
You know, we all are.
Thank you. We all are, though.
And that's the thing that I love about your show. And I know your history, buddy. I've looked into you. You know, Bill Tyree, Tommy Storm, Bev Vaughn, everybody you have on this show, what we're about is saying, yes, we want to empower people, and so can you.
Right.
And I want to talk to those coaches and athletic directors and school administrators out there, but especially the folks in sport, because we get it. We're in it because of young people, because we want them to step up and be leaders, empowered people in their lives and their families and their churches, their community, wherever that is. And that's our inheritance. That's what we get to give to people. And so, how about now? That's what I want to say. How about now? Right now, make a decision that these kids get to be involved in athletics. And you know that there are resources, so step up, and we are here to help you. And what we do is just the beginning, because people who are going to take this on, Gil, who've already taken it on, like Leslie Sweatman, our guest today, they just take it into whole new communities, and we just watch it grow. And we get to sit back and go, what a blessing.
Exactly.
What a blessing.
And it starts, like you said, it starts with us. It starts with you.
Right.
When I say you, I speak in the third person, you know, as it relates to the people who listen to this program. And I know they do, because I hear from them. We get emails, and they also log on to our website, and I'm sure they log on to you. Your website, how can people connect with you via social networking, Bev?
They can go to our website. It's www.adaptedsports.org. If they go on there, they can search for us. We do have a Facebook page, and they can contact us either through the website or Facebook, and we'd be glad to chat with people or follow up. We did have an interest, I think we've mentioned once before on the show, we had an interesting communication from a collegiate coach in Japan who was interested in wheelchair football, I believe, heard some of what we were discussing here on Voice America. So we know it's the word's going out, you know, across the globe, and their interest is being generated.
That was an unbelievable story. In fact, I tell that story to Ray and to Jeff, the fact that we had a gentleman who listened to this program, listened to this program globally, and was able to connect with you and made a difference.
That's right.
And that's commitment. That is a coach who has a regular football program, and one of his athletes was injured, and he did not stop making a difference for that young man. He got on a plane. He found out what he needed to know, and I'm inspired by him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't even speak his language. I didn't need to. You know, it was all over him. I'm about making a difference in the lives of both kids.
It's universal.
Right, and that's why, and see, that again gives you, and it shows you the power of Voice America. 2.6 million people listen to this program globally. Okay, that's the outreach. And there's somebody in Afghanistan, in Kabul, Afghanistan right now listening. There's somebody in Rome, Italy listening right now. There's somebody in Ghana, somebody, you know, in anywhere in the world, in Montreal, Vancouver, listening to this program right now and knowing what we do and understanding that they have an opportunity to affect positive change.
That's right. That's wonderful.
Let's look ahead to September, month of September, when we see you ladies back. What can we look forward to?
Well, we are hoping to at some point bring on some additional folks with the high school associations, and we haven't confirmed the guest at this juncture, but at the very least, we can look forward to more coaches to join us, athletic directors, and possibly some more students that actually participate in the program and their parents.
We'll have updates from the Inclusive Fitness Coalition as well, and
we'll be talking about what's going on
on the national level.
Exactly.
What's the one thing, Bev and Tommy, you guys, if we had to put this in a nutshell with the 30 seconds we have left, what would you tell our global audience?
I would say get started.
You can make a difference.
Yeah, and in a house and a dining room table. And look where we are now. You know, multiple states who are involved in things. So anything is possible. Everything is possible.
All right, again, how can people connect with you all?
Our website is www.adaptedsports.org. You can reach me at tstorms, like thunderstorms, at adaptedsports.org. Bev Vaughn at bvaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N.org. If you go to our website, you will see our Facebook page right there. You can write to us there, post things that are happening with efforts that you're doing. We love sharing, we love learning, we love teaching.
All right, and again, you heard a wonderful story that Bev and Tommy talked about the gentleman from Japan connecting with them via this wonderful program and via with the great folks at VoiceAmericaSports.com, the global leader in Internet talk radio. So for Bev Vaughn, Tommy Storms, Leslie Sweatman, and our great crew out in Tempe, Arizona, who helped bring us this show today, another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. This is Gil Tyree saying so long from Atlanta. We'll see you next week. Again, Dan Corso and Lee Corso, and our tribute to the late, great Nick Charles. That's next week, 1 p.m. Eastern, here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. And we'll see Bev and Tommy next month here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. Until then, you have a great day. Have a great week. We'll see you back next week.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.